Michigan Governor Whitmer is pushing the White House for more COVID-19 vaccines. So far, President Biden has said the federal government will give Michigan more federal resources to support vaccinations and testing, but not additional vaccines. Wall Street, the Dow down 77 points, NASDAQ off 75. This is SRN News.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. For a change, we have a few good days to look forward to. What a great way to start the brand new week with plenty of sunshine today. High temperature up to about 84. Clear skies, cool tonight, but not too cool. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow we'll have just about the same weather as today. Lots of sunshine, high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Y'all have a good weekend?
Yeah, a good relaxing weekend. I watched an old movie. It's one of my favorites, but I hadn't seen it in a while. And people are like, how'd you hear that? 1989's Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll have to look it up.
It's a fun short flick. It's a good movie.
There's just nothing to watch anymore. I pretty much just cut the TV off and gave up.
Yeah.
We've got into board games lately.
There's some good podcasts out there. Rogan's got a couple good podcasts.
And I'm so upset with WWE. They got rid of their network and went on the Peacock network. I didn't even watch WrestleMania this week.
I know. I'm telling you, there's just nothing to watch. Might as well read a good book, go to church, and then come home and play board games.
I'll have to watch AEW's Double or Nothing coming up next month.
Yeah. We were trying to find something. What was it? Last Saturday night to watch the Sailor. 10 minutes,
and
cut it off.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Sailor. I thought it was when it says PG-13, it ain't the same as when I was a kid. Yeah, raising girls this time is hard.
Oh,
hard raising girls. And I wouldn't know what to do with a boy. And I tell people all the time, don't you want a son? I'm like, I wouldn't have a clue to do with the boy. I can raise the girl, but boys, no. So all you got to do is, when they start having real bad attitudes, turn mama loose on them.
There you go. Make her the taskmaster. Yeah.
If you need a floor, get us in here and let us get in there and get that measurement and see what you're looking at. For example, I have a lady in church that she lost her husband a couple months back. And so when she comes in, I'm like, hey, look, we're not going to spend a ton of money on this project. Let's just fix the one room, give it a year, think about what you want to do with the home, and then we'll come back in here and do what you need to do.
There you go.
And so we're not just out here to sell you a floor is what I'm telling you. We're going to look at the home, do what's best for you in your situation, in your home, and get you the best floor for the amount of money you want to spend. And if you're honest with me and say, hey, here's my budget, then I'm going to be honest with you and say, this is the best thing I can do for you for this amount of money.
Well, y'all are committed to getting the job done, which is more than just selling the flooring. It is satisfying the customer.
It's so much more than just making the sale. But it all starts with me getting that measurement and looking at the home. So when you come in, we got 1,000 things to look at, and I can narrow it down really quick for you. And it takes about 15, 20 minutes to take the samples home, and then, boom, within a week or so, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
And the number for Prattville Carpet?
285-8117. We'll come out today and give you that free measurement.
285-8117. Be sure to ask about that free in-home consultation, that free measurement. And also, when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, bye. Ray. Terry called in this morning to a contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had the Scotsman's on this morning.
Oh, okay.
With Greg. I don't know if Greg and them, I think at first they thought they were somebody playing a prank on him because
he's the real deal.
It's so strong.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, I loved it. He got the question right, too, so he I think he won a gift certificate. So good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the Scott.
Yeah, Scott's changed the world, don't you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With whiskey.
Wonder if he hails for more of the... Well, I'm not even going to say that. More News and Views when we come back.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good. It's Ligger's good.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
And Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Death and taxes. Let's stop focusing on death for a second. I know you constantly want to talk about that, Eddie.
Yeah.
You can't always be so morbid.
Well,
good sir.
It's something that's going to happen to everybody, like it or not.
It is. Part of the journey.
Yeah.
Part of it. You know, and sometimes there are days where somebody be like, hey, you want to live forever?
No.
No. No, I don't want to go now. But
To me, the hardest part about living forever is watching everyone you know pass away.
Right.
That's why I couldn't do it.
They can come with you.
Right. Yeah. I just couldn't do it. That'd be my big stopping point.
But let's focus on the taxes part of things.
Oh, boy.
As especially the people who put in place certain taxes die themselves and generations pass.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 20th century, let me see if I get this date exact, 1901, In 1901, a tax was put on to fund pensions for Confederate soldiers. Right. So now, it was like, you know, of course we don't have Confederate veterans any longer, no longer living. So property owners are now still paying this tax. It's a 1% tax, I believe, across the board. It's a initially leveled, levied on you to fund pensions for Confederate soldiers. And while most of the millions of dollars in the tax revenue generated from this fund like end up being things like schools now and pensions, other types of pensions, 1% of this entire tax goes to funding the Confederate Memorial Park.
Okay.
Now there's a push, and it's bipartisan. You know Clyde Chambliss, right?
I know Glad the Glad, yeah.
And I believe Doug Singleton, yes. Or no, excuse me, Bobby Singleton. Sorry about that, Bobby. Democrat. They want to change how some of the funding is used. They want to take another 1% of, again, this was initially for Confederate soldiers' pensions. They want to take another 1%. It would be about $500,000 annually, and put it to promoting Black history preservation in Alabama. Then another part of this would be that a lot of these monuments or Confederate memorials that have been taken down, people and cities have paid the $25,000 fine based on the Monuments Act. These things are taken down. What do you do with them? There's this idea of let's take this to this Confederate Memorial Park.
Is it getting a lot of pushback from that idea, Joey?
No, this is like kind of a bipartisan, hey, can we bury the hatchet on this thing?
Okay.
Now, you know me, like, let's just get rid of all these taxes, but that's not in the cards. They're not going to actually not tax us anymore once the tax is antiquated. That's just not going to happen. But in addition to pensions, this tax initially funded the Old Soldiers Home, which sits on 102 acres in Mountain Creek in Chilton County, a stone's throw over the Autauga County line. The last soldier died at the home in 1934, leaving seven widows as residents. The state closed the home in 1939, but the five remaining widows were placed on state welfare rolls. A pamphlet about the park's history reads, "For years, the site was mostly forgotten, with the state's Soil Conservation Service being responsible for maintaining the two cemeteries. In 1964, the legislature created the Confederate Memorial Park on the site as a, quote, shrine to the honor of Alabama citizens of the Confederacy. The park is run by the Alabama Historical Commission." So, essentially, let's take another 1% of the tax to Black history as well. Funding for the Confederate Park stays as well. And monuments that are taken down will be put in the Memorial Park. And interesting approach to all this. So, we'll see. I don't think it's even been filed yet.
I think it's the worst idea in the world. Better than them sitting somewhere and...
Yes.
You know.
No, and I'm a true believer in you can't forget history, and you should learn about history. The good and the bad. Sometimes the counterintuitive about what the Old South
That's
was like. And
part I don't get.
I think this will probably move forward. We'll see what comes of it, though. 272-9228. And love to talk. I know Clyde. Love to talk to Clyde about it. And if Bobby Singleton is game, I'll talk to him about it. Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Good morning.
No, morning.
Listen. Yes, that's the front page of the Sunday Advertiser. A nice picture of the Confederate Memorial Park, and it gives the history of the tax. And yeah, Clyde Chambliss and Bobby Singleton. It's actually pretty well written. Pretty good idea,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Because it had, you know, like you were going down the list. It had where the money is going is to move the monuments and consolidate. Things that have offended people, put them all in one place and take care of them. And then they had one meal of the tax. Usually $500,000 to $600,000 annually would go to preserving Black history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back to that in a minute. But like you were saying earlier, though, the shocker, and it shouldn't be a shocker, is you know this tax is still in existence. That's what was funny to me about it. It's like the taxes on in New Jersey and whatnot, paying for highways that have long been paid. Once you get a tax in, it's going to be around a while.
To be a bit more technical, this tax is 6.5 mils. 3 mils goes to public school, 2.5 mils go to state operating budget, the general fund, and 1 mil goes to the pensions that are no longer in existence.
Yeah, and that's hard to give that up. That's a nice chunk of change coming in.
Right.
If 1 mil is $500,000, that going to the school, that's $3-5 million. Anyway, but you know what it dawned on me though, we've got a couple of museums that $500,000 going to Black History. That will help keep the lights on and keep people employed. You know, we got our new Lynching Museum and there's Rosa Parks. There's different things around. And
I think those,
everybody gets a little bit of it.
The Equal Justice Initiative and Rosa Parks, aren't they self-funding? Or are they get state funding?
You know, I draw a blank. Hmm. But I'm just saying there would be cash available. And, you know, I can see where it's actually a fairly well-written bill. Now, that being said, I wouldn't be surprised if people get up in arms over it, just because they want to get up in arms. But I saw that on the front of the paper when you brought it up. It also tied in what you were saying earlier. Legislature, they've got a lot on their plate coming up, and this thrown in, it just, when I first looked at it, I wasn't sure if it was serious or something to draw attention, but looks like it's actually a pretty good little bill. So,
yeah, I'm all for just removing all the taxes, but if you're going to keep this on, I think it's a reason. Well, I've suggested on the show, if you're going to take down these monuments, why not move a lot of them to this memorial park? So
that's it. Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
My mother was from up that way, and the Marbury, and that's where she went to high school. Yeah, man, it's if you're ever up that way, it's well kept. Anyway, that's all I got, man.
Appreciate it, Sam.
See you, Sam.
Hey, y'all have a good morning.
Yeah, and I'm all for preserving history, remembering history, the good and the bad, like I said. Somebody's texting me that EJI is privately funded. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I'm not sure about the Rosa Parks Museum.
I looked on it. I didn't see where it's self-funding. It is a free admission. They do suggest, you give them $5 to come in, which is incredibly understandable.
Yeah. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
I'm sorry. I've called the wrong number. I apologize.
You weren't calling the radio station?
I was not.
Oh,
I'm
man.
So sorry.
Have a good day, sir.
You have good a good day too. Sir.
Come on. Come on, man. Nah, thanks for calling, buddy. Bucko. Champ, you're the champ. Champ.
You know, our number is like one digit off from the local massage parlor.
Really?
So we get a lot of those calls.
A lot of burly men.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've got this trigger
got
point
this cramp.
In my lower back. Actually, it's more in the buttocks.
Hey, have you, and Joey, you're a workout guy. Do you ever wake up with those Charlie horses in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, how does one get them out other than jumping out of bed and beating your thigh with your...
Well, when it's in the midst of happening, you just kind of let it happen and you massage it out. The trick is not to get too dehydrated.
That's what's causing them?
Yeah.
Because it's...
Probably.
It's killing me. It's like having a heart attack
in your case,
in my leg.
The amount of sugar you consume, yeah, you might want to...
Do the sugar thing.
No, do the Pedialyte thing I told you about.
I can't stand the taste. It reminds me of bad hangovers.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's got that sweet, I can't do it.
No, but what I was saying is, I'm all for preserving the history, but why don't we go make some new history here?
Okay.
That's what I keep thinking about with, like, not just here in Montgomery or in Alabama, but there's a lot of emphasis on the past. I'd like to know, what are we doing? What have you done for me lately? What are we doing lately that are big and bold and interesting things? And it doesn't mean just another government spending program. Oh, my Lord. How about history, absent that, well-designed, by-committee history-making. Ugh. Yeah, I guess the arc of history bends towards more bureaucracy. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking to buy or sell fine antique and estate jewelry items, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Troop Booth is the man you need to go see. They've been serving the area for over 40 years, specializing in acquiring the very best antique and estate jewelry pieces from all over the United States. And it's because of Troop Booth's expertise and the whole team there, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, as well as this network of buyers and sellers in the antique jewelry market, that allows Troop Booth to give you incredible deals on items you're looking to buy and jewelry pieces you're looking to sell to Troop Booth. So let's start with the selling. All you got to do is set up an appointment at 260-0066 or go online at heirloomjewelers.com, set up an appointment there. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry inventory. Troop will look it over. They'll give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer, then and there, you get paid. Right then and there, they'll give you a check to be deposited at your earliest convenience. But also, if you're looking to buy from Heirloom Jewelers, you can just stop by the showroom at 6948 Vaughan Road, or again, go online to heirloomjewelers.com. Great selection. He's always changing things out, Troop Booth is, to keep up with the latest fashions and fads and the seasons here in the River Region. And when you buy in person or online, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. If you're typing it out or just say my name in person, you'll get 10% off all your purchases there at Heirloom Jewelers. It's a heck of a deal, especially on those big ticket items. 10% is quite a saving. So check them out today, and don't forget to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
If you want that 10% off. Thank you to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor here at News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Joey.
Hey, Wonderful.
I didn't dial the wrong number.
Well, that's good to hear.
I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Okay, so I know how to get rid of the leg cramps or feet cramps. I have neuropathy badly, and I first of all, take magnesium every night. Right. Magnesium for the leg cramps. If you get them, jump up and walk if you can to the refrigerator and drink some pickle juice. Now, I don't care for pickle juice, but it works.
Someone else just told me to start drinking. I don't know if I can make the refrigerator, but I wondered if I started drinking the pickle juice before I went to bed, if that'd have some kind of...
Yeah, but then are you going to get up in the middle of the night, you know?
My bed is a long way from the refrigerator. I used to have a refrigerator right by my bed because, you know, I was cool like that.
So, find you a jar because it won't go bad.
That's a good idea.
Pickle juice by your bed.
I love that idea. Oh.
There you go.
I'm sure that smells great.
Well, put a lid on it.
I'll keep a pickle in there for freshness.
There you go. But I, as a matter of fact, I don't get them very often anymore because I take two big horsetail-looking magnesium every night.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I used to get them all the time, and I would wake up crying, and my husband's like, I don't know what to do for you, you know. But I get them in my feet and my toes even. My toes will just curl under.
Terrible.
Oh, so try pickle juice, but take magnesium every day.
I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
Thank you, hon.
Thank you, Wonderful.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
And you could also add a, you know, like, French's, like yellow mustard.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah, just get a bottle, a squeeze bottle of that, and all over your tongue.
I like yellow mustard, but
you got to make that sound, or it doesn't solve the cramps.
Oh, there'd be a sound involved, but I don't know if it'd be that pleasant.
Yeah. Here, no, you don't have to answer. Let's just go. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? See, this is why we actually have a call screen.
Yeah.
Let's hit a break. Okay. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Across the River Region, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me. How long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid.
To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello.
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5 benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Apparently we're talking about home remedies for cramps.
Yeah.
I don't mean like menopause.
No. I've got it.
Your cycle. I mean, Eddie's got his cramps.
Yeah, and I've got pickle juice, magnesium, and then I had a call from a fellow who gave me a number for somebody that... A company that makes these pills, but it's made by the Amish. And he said if you get those cramps, you can take this pill and within about 30 seconds they're gone. But he also said it works as a preventative too, so I'm going to call him up.
Oh, interesting.
There's nothing worse.
I can tell you're ignoring my mustard suggestion.
I like mustard, but I don't want to dislike mustard. And I think if I keep doing that kind of thing.
No, but you know how it has to be administered in a particular way. You can't just put some on a spoon.
Right.
You can't eat a big hot dog with
okay.
it.
Okay.
No, you have to just... You know how the doctor says open wide?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, open up.
Uh-huh.
And go, just squeeze it on there.
But I'm scared it's going to follow up with another sound of, ah.
Well, that's when you're really doing it right. Chuck, let's go to Chuck.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing,
Chuck, sir? Good. Well, I didn't know you had talked about mustard dog. I must have missed that part.
But it's got to be administered in that particular way.
Right, exactly. My pharmacist told me that mustard, keep a bottle of it by your bed, wake up with a cramp, do the
right.
And yeah. And pretty soon the cramp's all gone.
Thank you for backing me up on this.
Yeah. I mean, she did tell me that. Now, let me tell you something else about pickle juice.
Okay.
I'm a big-time pickle eater. Man, I eat about a gallon jar every week.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. And my doctor says, you don't need to do that. I said, can you tell me what it's doing to me that it should? He goes, no. I'm going to continue doing it then. But mosquitoes do not bother me whatsoever. I can sit outside and mosquitoes land all over me and never bite me.
Is that right? You think it's because you got that pungent vinegar running through you?
I think so, because I drink the juice and everything. Not just eat the pickles, but I drink the whole juice, everything.
Now, Chuck, are you married?
I am.
Does your wife also, does she drink the pickle juice too, or has she got to put up with you smelling like pickle brine?
I don't see her very often.
She
stays in the other room for some reason.
One of the best marriages you can have, right there.
That's like a 1950s marriage.
Hey, yes, sir, you got it. Got it. I just called the Hank and brought me another pickle, and she'll bring it in. Most men want a beer. I want a pickle.
Now that's love.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. There you go. All right, guys. I thought I'd call and tell you that.
Hey, thank you, Chuckster. I got a feeling if I asked Susanna, hey, bring me a pickle, something would hit me in the back of the head. It would be that pickle.
Clint.
Good day, guys. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, how you doing, bud?
Good. You know, I love pickles and pickle juice, too, but dang, I can't eat. Well, Chuck, that was a funny call.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pickles.
Yeah,
I'm glad he backed me up on my mustard idea.
Like it's very important, Rob.
Medical advice. Yeah, that's how you got to do it.
Well, hey, you get cramps. I'm telling you right now, best thing for cramps is a good joint, a good herb. It'll take care of that cramp.
Well, the problem is at 2 in the morning when my calf is on fire, the last thing I think of is, where's some weed, man? Where's some weed?
Where's the weed?
And also, I believe that stuff can dehydrate you, too. So if you're getting cramps from dehydration, that's not going to help.
Well, drink some pickle juice.
Okay. Maybe use pickle juice as bong water.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe. Now, Clint, did you see that this guy who was at Waco is going to head the ATF or AFT, as Biden said? Bring back any bad trauma?
It don't matter who they put on. Can't be no worse than Janet Reno was.
Oh, she was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Will Ferrell in a dress.
You know, or Bill Clinton, you know, and they started all that crap.
Yeah.
On Waco, which was totally unnecessary. That did not. You know, David Koresh was downtown the day before that.
Yeah.
And they could have arrested him then.
Right, and they did this whole siege on the basis that they were holding illegal
women,
weapons.
And children, yeah, and against their
will.
And
then it became, yeah. But
yeah, they were holding weapons.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a weapon?
No, they kind of burned up in that fire if they had any.
Well, you never saw it on TV.
The only
you know who started the fire, don't you?
AFT?
Yeah, M88 tank.
Yep.
Recovery vehicle.
They said
it come from Alabama. Hmm. Alabama National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, the little bit I know about what the Branch Davidians believed in, I think it's bonkers, but they were mostly a keep-to-themselves type of group. And to see the feds under Reno and Clinton do that, to have a veteran of that now heading up the ATF, oh, that just makes everybody happy.
Yeah.
Well, did you know the two agents that got shot on the roof up there? Yeah. They were bodyguards of then Governor Bill Clinton.
Is that right?
Yes. Check it out.
What were they doing down there?
They were working for the ATF, but they were his bodyguards when he was governor of Arkansas.
I bet they could tell some stories.
And
I'm his body guy.
Yeah.
They got shot by their own people.
Yep.
The people inside did not shoot them. Yeah. Hey, don't take my word on it. Check it out. Talk about conspiracy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, can I give a shout out? I need some help here, guys.
All right.
I need a biker, a bike rider. I'm heading out in June. If there's anybody out there listening to this radio station that's a biker, you want to hit the highway, let me know.
You just looking for a riding partner?
Yes. Okay. Got to have your own bike now. Sure. You ain't riding with me.
Never mind. I'm out. Hey, do you wear earbuds or anything while you're riding, Clint?
Yeah, I do. Wear what?
Earbuds. Listen to music or anything, or you just listen to the sound of the road?
I just listen to the sound of the road.
Nice. I like to put on a little Canned Heat.
Nope. I ain't got no stereo or nothing like that. So, hey, if you listen to music, you ain't going to hear no siren.
Who's listening for a siren?
Well, you never know.
That's a great excuse, officer. I couldn't hear you because I had my headphones in.
But it can be a male or female rider. It don't matter because you ain't going to ride with me because I ain't going to put your life in danger riding on my bike.
What if I just got a sidecar? Can you hook up my sidecar?
No, sir. Ain't going to happen.
Well, dang, Clint, you're taking a lot of fun right out.
So, you got to have your own bike.
And, Clint, anybody hear this call, we'll set them up with you. But it's not you're going to be riding on the same bike together, a little sidecar. You got to have your own bike. So, Eddie's out. And, by the way, Eddie's claiming that, he's got his earbuds. And what are you listening to? Canned Heat?
Yeah, going out the country.
Yeah, I like Canned Heat. Okay. That's an old man, dude.
I like that song, too, but that's not what he's listening to.
Well, hey.
That's not. Just picture Eddie here with his Dunkin' Donuts, and he's got his earbuds on. He's got his little Ascot scarf mask.
Of course,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his leather chaps.
And what will I be listening to, Joey?
You'll be listening to this riding down the highway. Clint,
I'll be listening to Eddie's. Hey, I'll give you my phone number.
No,
you ready
I'll take it off air.
Take it off air. Hold on, Clint.
More news and views from 9 till noon.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Oh, this is what Eddie be rocking out to. We'll be right back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. For a change, we have a few good days to look forward to. What a great way to start the brand new week with plenty of sunshine today. High temperature up to about 84. Clear skies, cool tonight, but not too cool. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow, we'll have just about the same weather as today. Lots of sunshine, high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Kiss me, some boys hug me, I think.
Oh, you thought we were over with this? No, just imagine Eddie riding down the highway on his big hog. This is what's in his earbuds. You know, music can change the whole mood. It's not Born to Be Wild.
No.
Not a Judas Priest.
Turbo Lover.
No, none of that. No, he's listening to Madonna.
You know what's strange, though, speaking of Judas Priest? Growing up, you know, the heavy metal fan, Judas Priest, one of my bands.
Sure.
I think I got to be a senior in high school before I realized that they were all gay.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the whole time, it threw me. It just threw me because that's not something I imagined. Then when I figured it out, I took a big picture at looking at them, and they're all dressed in leather and all, and I went, hey, stupid, you didn't pick up on this in the beginning?
Right.
I still love Judas Priest.
Right.
I mean, there is none better.
Well, it's kind of when you really hear the lyrics of Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. When you really hear them.
Yeah.
And you're like with all your bros and in the car, out in the truck, like drinking some brews.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't stop me. I'm going to make a supersonic man out of you, bro.
That's not a sing-along.
How's the life?
That's not a sing-along for the bros.
Let's go to Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Joey. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you? Ken Mullinex, the one, the only.
Man, I tell you, if I was any better, I just couldn't stand myself. Hey, two things. Any of us who played football remembers Coach said use mustard for cramps.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I don't do it quite the way you do, Joey, because being a rather petite boy, I have a big jar of mustard.
Oh, so you don't have the squeeze bottle where you can go to that.
No. So mine's more like plop ugh. But it worked because I'm, I had two total knee replacement surgeries, and it seems the knees are fine, but that seems to be exacerbated now. So no fun. Hey, secondly, I'm going to correct our earlier friend who said no weapons were found in the Branch Davidian complex with David Koresh. I was a staffer with the Congress and was involved in looking at that, read the entire report, and I still vividly see our federal law enforcement agents being machine gunned as they went up the ladder trying to get in a second story window.
Right.
Number of a machine gun. And in that building, they were returning fire at us all day long. Was it a heavy-handed action? Absolutely.
Right.
The FBI director was Judge William Sessions, and he was fired over that. And that wasn't his first rodeo. But one must remember that he also was involved in the heavy-handed action at Ruby Ridge.
Right.
Where that gentleman was also burned to death.
Right.
So the president fired him. But, there were federal law enforcement machine gunned left and right. I do agree they should have got him in town and lured him away, because once you cut the head off the snake, you take care of the rest of it.
Right. Well, and it's pretty well documented, too, that there are radical groups who are essentially keep to themselves types. They might believe odd things, but they're not going to go out and bother anybody, really. Until they, you know, it's like playing into this sort of the world is coming to an end mentality when you have all federal, law enforcement show up at their doorstep in the way they did. But then I just worry that we're going to get new heavy-handed actions going forward.
Well, the guy, Koresh was a pedophile. Hmm. So, anyway, I will, heavy-handed might be the right thing with him, but, that said, I will, all of us who are 60 and older, we're allowed to give unsolicited advice over the phone. So,
of course.
There's mine for the day. Y'all take care. Do something fun for me.
Well, and what's the sound of your mustard consumption again?
It's plop ugh. Okay. Okay, let me tell you what. A spoonful of mustard at 3 a.m. tastes like...
Yeah,
it's not my. But I've heard about that pickle juice thing. I may have to get on that. I'll tell you one thing I do start the day with. It's a tonic.
But V8 juice with a heavy-handed amount of garlic powder and some of that vinegar from the mother. And they it's supposed to do all kinds of stuff. I don't know, but I'm at least getting my a dose of vegetables first thing in the morning. The only thing it lacks during the week is a shot of vodka.
Exactly.
Hell of a Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. When's the vodka come into play?
Yeah, you look, well, that comes, that's for Saturday and Sunday's hell.
Especially to recover from Saturday night.
I look out.
Breakfast of chicken.
Hey, guys, bless you.
Thanks, thank you, Ken.
Yeah, I appreciate, I know a little bit.
A little bit?
Not to be dangerous, but a lot of that stuff that happened with Waco, Ruby Ridge, it was all, I was, what, 4 or 5?
Oh, you had, yeah.
I have vague memories of, since then, people recounting it, but we'll see.
Well, you remember during that time, too, I want to say his name was Elian Gonzalez.
This was Clinton.
That's
right?
Clinton's time. And the picture's still out there. And it's a powerful picture of, I believe it's an ATF agent, inches from that
in
kid's face.
Full SWAT gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lady is holding the kid and he's in the closet. And again, that to me, even at that time, I thought, man, this is, it's just elevated to this incredible level. Why has it got to be that way? I didn't understand it. But I think since then, he's been in Cuba, and of course, he's Cuba's number one I hate America guy now, so.
Well, after that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. And plus, I think he was 3 or 4, so they had plenty of time to brainwash him.
Oh, sure. Well, they have great literacy and healthcare programs there, don't you know?
I hear that the literacy program is something else.
Heard it from some sitting senator. I can't remember. Anyway, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Hey, you looking to refinance that current home? Alabama Home Mortgage can help you. Are you looking to buy your very first home? Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to go, whether it's Kim Williams, the owner and true pro there, or Madeline. She's very talented, lovely and talented.
Love her.
Madeline, they can both help you out, whether you're looking to refinance that current home or buy your very first home. When you're buying your first home, it's all about getting pre-approved. That is your first step.
Yep.
Don't get into that home buying process without doing that first step of getting that pre-approval letter and getting certified there. That way, you can go all the way to closing day knowing, okay, no surprises here. And it's good for you. It helps you understand how much you can really afford. And people selling will take you much more seriously.
Oh, definitely.
The way to go about it. And Alabama Home Mortgage will be there every step of the way from pre-approval to closing day. But if you're looking to refinance that current mortgage, whether it's a VA home loan, FHA, conventional loan, jumbo size loan, they can save you so much money. If you haven't refinanced in years, you're leaving money on the table. So refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage, you'll usually end up saving hundreds of dollars a month. That adds up to a lot over the year, not to mention the entire course of your loan. I mean, that's a lot of money, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that you are freeing up there. And when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage, you can skip up to 2 payments.
2 payments?
So skip 2 months, and when you start paying again, it's less than it was before. It's just a great way to relieve financial stress or reinvest back in yourself, shuffle some money around to really get that cash flow right and move on to the next level, up where the air is crisp with Alabama Home Mortgage. Their number, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Ken talking about him drinking that little tonic in the morning.
Yeah.
I drink now Athletic Greens in the morning. It's not an ad. Like that.
No, I've seen this stuff. But
I've tried different green powders.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of them are nasty, like taste nasty.
The flavor, yeah.
But they don't give that much benefit. Not Athletic Greens. I did my homework, and it's a little expensive. Yeah. But it's worth it.
Now,
I'm a bit more regular.
Is it something you can find in a multivitamin, Joey, or is this specific?
No, this is a little different.
Okay.
It really is like a true vegetable supplement.
Oh, okay.
If you don't love eating your veggies like me, I'm not a rabbit, But I'll drink that first thing in the morning, and it's a great way to wake up. You got any morning routines? Anything you do first thing when you wake up?
Yeah.
Can you say them on air?
Probably not.
All right.
You let the dog out. Things like that.
Lay down some wolf bait.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those wolves out in the woods there in Titus.
Yes, you do. Yeah, I usually have to chase the geese out of my yard in the morning.
You seen any Black Panthers lately?
No.
And I don't mean any politics.
No, but I swear this weekend, it might have been a hog, but it sure looked like a bear. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I think it was a hog. My mind says, Eddie, that was a hog. But also my mind says, Eddie, you've seen a lot of bear in your life. That looks like a small black bear.
Mm. Yeah. Near your property?
In Titus, yeah. Not near my house, but in Titus.
Hmm.
Yeah. And there have been weird reports of that, and so I always brush them off, because common sense tells me if there was a bear in Titus, someone have seen it by now.
Right.
But
right.
Then I see that, and I go, dang, I think there's a bear in Titus.
Well, if you've seen the bear in Titus, give us a call, 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hear it on Friday. The union vote at the Amazon Processing Center in Bessemer, Alabama. You ever been to Bessemer?
Yep, lots of times.
Why?
Had some food distributorships up there.
Okay. Yeah, well, the union vote failed.
Yep.
We don't want any of your unions here.
You know why it failed, Joey?
Hmm.
Because those people, they want to keep their jobs.
See, I would have voted no.
How do you know you're not there?
Yeah, because I don't think the union would have helped.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
One person, let's say it's Joey against Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Sure.
You can't do nothing. Say it's Joey and Eddie against Amazon. You can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's Joey and Eddie and 500 people that work at the plant. You can't do nothing. Because you don't have attorneys. You don't have the stuff set up.
Mm-hmm.
A union can get in there. And I won't say they can...
But now I'm beholden to the union and all their infrastructure.
No, you're not. Here's the great thing about a union, Joey. You can still get union benefits and not join the union. Did you know that? If a union is in a company and you don't want to be part of that union, mm-hmm. you don't have to join it. And you know that union still has to represent you?
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You're working on me. I see that. I'm not yet convinced. But here, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe, it's Josh.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good. Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, bud?
Doing well. I was going to tell you, as a former Titus resident many moons ago. Mm-hmm. There actually was reported, like, documented reporting sightings of black bear up towards Lake Martin. So, I mean, now, not too far away.
I have heard, and I've actually seen on game cameras up around that area. So there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, and they can't read maps very well.
No, but, they don't. You know, they don't read those no trespassing signs where the dang either.
Nah, stupid bears.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I was in town to listen to the show and wanted to give a call and say hello to y'all guys.
Well, thank you, Josh.
Oh, hello right back at you. And I still see all these delicacies and culinary experiments.
Yeah.
You keep posting online on the Book of Faces.
So does my waistband, I guarantee that.
Dude, you're knocking it out. I want to come to Josh's restaurant.
Come on. One of these days.
No respect. I tell you.
Very good. Very good.
All right, gents. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks Josh. 272-9228. Well, Mo Brooks has another endorsement. Last week, he was endorsed by President Trump.
That's right.
And now he's being endorsed by Congressman Barry Moore.
Good deal.
So, there you go. Moore said that Brooks is one of the finest men I know and noted his willingness to bring forward election integrity concerns on January 6th, which, of course, according to much of the Alabama literati and, all the important folks that write articles around the country, this should be disqualifying because Mo led an insurrection, don't you know?
Really?
Yeah.
They're still pushing that?
Yeah. Yeah. What happened there was an insurrection. Okay. I'll just say this. I'd imagine that there are plenty of governments throughout history that wish insurrections were like what we saw on January the 6th. It was quite easy to put down. It's like, what, they're stealing podiums and smoking pot?
No, Joey, we had some injuries up there. We had some people acting.
Right. Is the cause of death of Officer Sicknick known yet?
No. Oh, yes. Actually, I believe it did come out.
Was it blunt force trauma?
No, it was not. It was a medical, I forget how they put it, but basically I think a man had a stroke.
There you go. And I don't like what I saw on January the 6th, but not the right course of action by any means.
But now, Joey, what do you say to the common guy that says, man, I voted. I did everything I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm still, they're not listening to me, Joey. They're not hearing me. I pay my taxes. I do everything I'm supposed to do.
Go fishing. I don't know. Eat some mustard. Like, do anything other than storming a Capitol building.
But I want to feel like I'm doing something. I want to feel like I'm participating. I want my voice to be heard.
Mm. Well, join a church.
Oh, that's an idea.
You know? Because they're trying to milk this no end. But I think the air is out of the balloon on that. And I doubt it's going to be a major weight around Mo Brooks' neck and his candidacy to be the next senator here in Alabama. To me, it seems like Mo is in the clear front-runner position.
I think so. I haven't heard much out of his opposition.
I haven't heard much out of Ambassador Blanchard. I've invited her, reach out to her team. She's welcome anytime. Mm-hmm. And I haven't personally made up my mind. It just looks like Mo has got the fast track into being the next senator. The only thing that can knock him out, we saw this with John Merrill, and this goes for anybody, is if there are some secret that somebody unearths. That's always something you gotta say, hey, and I've not heard any rumors. I did hear the rumors about Merrill, but I've not heard any rumors in regards to Mo Brooks. So
remember a while back, there was someone interviewing Mo Brooks, and I had the clip, and I can't find it, but they were like, who are you to suggest these financial impacts? And Mo Brooks was like, well, actually,
I think
have that, Joey.
It's Contessa Brewer.
Yeah.
And here it is. Yeah, this is years ago.
You're simplifying the issues that were on the plate of the nation at that point. I mean, we were looking at reverting a depression at that point. Everyone, the Fed chairman.
Well, I disagree that we were going into a depression, but go ahead.
Do you have a degree in economics?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Highest honors.
Okay, so you...
Yeah, we'll see what happens with this, but good to see that Mo Brooks is racking up the endorsements from Trump, from Barry Moore.